From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Steve Inskeep. As we've been reporting today, the athlete who broke the color barrier in tennis has died. Althea Gibson was the first black woman to win Wimbledon and U.S. national titles. She died at the age of 76 after a long illness. From member station WSHU, Tondaleo Wilder reports.
For Althea Gibson, the journey to center court at Wimbledon was not easy. She was born in 1927 in the small town of Silver, South Carolina. Her family moved to Harlem when she was three. Gibson was a troubled child on welfare who disliked going to school so much she said she often played hooky. But she loved playing sports, especially paddle tennis. Speaking with NPR's Bob Edwards in 1988, Gibson said the Cinderella story of her tennis career all started on a street in Harlem.
It was the supervisor of that particular play street, which was 143rd Street between Lenox and 7th Avenue. And he noticed my play and I guess my attitude and everything and my ability, and he inspired me by giving me a tennis racket and introducing me to the professional coach, Fred Johnson.
Gibson's competitive career started in tournaments through the American Tennis Association, which ran competitions for African-American players. Segregation kept her out of other tennis tournaments until 1950, when white player Alice Marble spoke out against Gibson's exclusion.
It was through her that she wrote an open letter denouncing the USTA at that time for not permitting me to enter. And after that, I entered, and, well, you know the rest.
Gibson won her first major, the French Championships, in 1956 when she was 30 years old. The next year, she won both the singles and doubles championships at Wimbledon. But even while winning tournaments, Gibson continued to face racial prejudice. She was denied rooms at hotels. One even refused to book a luncheon in her honor. She said she didn't care. And in 1988, she said she'd let her playing speak for her.
I had all the equipment. Now, I'll brag about myself on that. With that tennis ball and that racket, I could do anything with that ball during those years.
Althea Gibson won four Grand Slam tournaments and several international titles in both singles and doubles. But in the United States of the 1950s and 1960s, there were few financial rewards for a black woman athlete, and Gibson grew discouraged and reclusive. She was rarely seen in public, but was reportedly thrilled about the accomplishments of Venus and Serena Williams. And when Venus Williams won Wimbledon, she paid tribute to Gibson.
I knew she was watching when Serena won the U.S. Open, and she said that she was happy that she got to see another black person win in her lifetime. So now I think it's really a privilege for me to win this Wimbledon while she's still alive.
After her tennis career was over, Gibson went on to play professional golf, semi-professional basketball, and even appeared in a few films. Althea Gibson died today at the age of 76. For NPR News, I'm Tondaleo Wilder in White Plains, New York.